Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
Well, good morning, my Gateway family. How are you? Are you well? Are you warm? You know, I just love you so much, and I've been thinking about you all week, and really, you know, just how I can be the best version of myself and the best pastor that I can for you, and just the best member that I can be. You know, a couple of weeks ago when I preached, I talked about how Gateway Life is only as alive as the life found in its members. And the healthier the member, the healthier the marriage, the healthier the family, the healthier the business, and of course, the healthier the church. We've been looking at the book of Acts over the last 2 months, in particular, Acts chapter 2. And today, we're concluding this series with 10 water baptisms. 10 water baptisms. Isn't that exciting? Whoop, whoop. It's so cool. And at the end of my message, I'm going to be inviting those who are being water baptized onto the platform to tell us why they're being baptized. And that's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to all of that. But first, what is water baptism? Well, the word baptism means the process of immersion, submersion, or to be made fully wet. The word in Greek, which is the original language of the New Testament, is the word baptizo, which primarily means to dunk or to be fully immersed. What does water baptism symbolize? Well, our entrance into the water during baptism identifies with Christ's death on the cross and his burial in the tomb. When we come out of the water, we identify with the resurrected life of Christ from the dead. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "Buried with Christ in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead." You know, even the act of full immersion in water requires for a few moments the cessation of breath, meaning death. Okay, so for a few moments there, while the people are underneath the water, there's no breath. They will stop breathing for a few moments. But the good thing is we won't keep them under there for too long. They'll only be under the water for a second or two. Okay, but even when you go down, you know, breath ceases to exist. And this represents death to self. And then, of course, being raised again from the water, representing the resurrection. You know, water baptism was first preached by John the Baptist over 2,000 years ago in Mark chapter 1, verses 4 to 5. It was demonstrated and experienced by Jesus Christ through his own baptism in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. It was also commanded by him in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, and was continually practiced by the early church in the book of Acts, starting in Acts chapter 2, which has been our key passage throughout the last couple of months. In fact, we never read of an unbaptized Christian anywhere in the book of Acts, and it was never seen as something that needed to be delayed or put off. And here's just a few references. Acts chapter 10, verses 46 to 48. Acts chapter 16, verses 14 and 15. Acts chapter 16, verse 33. Acts chapter 18, verse 8. And Acts chapter 19, verses 1 to 5, just to name a few. And in each of these passages of Scripture, there's a sense of urgency attached to water baptism. And all of those who responded to baptism did so with simple faith in their heart. However, they didn't see their faith complete until they had been water baptized. And so, when should one be water baptized? Well, water baptism always follows conviction of sin, confession and repentance of sin to God, where one asks God for forgiveness, and of course, confession of Jesus Christ as the Lord and the Savior of our soul. What if someone here today was water baptized as a baby? Well, personally speaking, and growing up in a mainline church, I personally was sprinkled with water as a baby. But it didn't, of course, follow repentance of sin, because I wasn't old enough to understand sin, nor was I in a conscious place to choose right from wrong. Plus, the decision to be sprinkled with water was a decision that was made for me. I personally don't remember it. In fact, the Bible actually doesn't reference infant baptism at all. And in case you didn't know, Jesus Christ himself was baptized around the age of 30, just before he steps into 3 years of world-shaking and supernatural ministry. But I believe that there are four spiritual blessings to water baptism. Four spiritual blessings. But first of all, let's take a look at the water baptism of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "When he, Jesus, had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him." Verse 17, "And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" So very quickly, four spiritual blessings of being water baptized based on the water baptism of Jesus Christ. Number one, God is pleased because of our obedience to his word and his will for our lives. Number two, the heavens were open. Now, this doesn't mean that the sky rolled back physically, but that the invisible realm, the heavenly realm, becomes a greater spiritual reality. It says in verse 16 that when Jesus came up from the water, it says that their heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. That word alight actually represents weight. It's almost like if I put my hand on your shoulder and I just press down a little bit, you would feel some weight. And it says that he felt the Holy Spirit alighting, descending, coming upon him with anointing and with power. And this is just one of the blessings that I'm believing for as every single person steps into the waters of baptism. Number three, God's voice becomes all the more clearer to us, and what is seen is entered into. Again, it says in verse 17, "And suddenly a voice came from heaven." And number four, I believe that our adoption to our Heavenly Father, our true Maker and Creator, as children of God, is all the more confirmed. Because God said, again in verse 17, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." I remember when I got water baptized out at Lake Hume. It was in the summer, and which is the case for many here. I just remember it was just such a very special time. And when I came up out of the water, there was a great applause and all of that, and yay, you know, and all of this. And I just remember the need to have just a quiet moment because of what I had just done. But there was also this great sense of affirmation from God, this great sense of God saying, "I'm so pleased with you. Thank you for going public with your faith." And this is what water baptism is all about. You know, there are various symbols in life that have certain meanings. For example, I have a wedding ring, you know, on my left hand, and this symbolizes that I am married and committed to one woman. This is what a wedding ring represents. If you were in the army, a general, a captain, or something like that, you would have certain symbolic stripes on your shirt or on your jacket that would represent your rank within the army. And water baptism is a public or outward expression of an internal and inward grace of God. And this is what water baptism is all about. It's about people going public with their faith. And it's just fantastic. And so there's one last thing that I would like to talk about today before I invite those who are being water baptized to come. And this is where I'll get Pastor Barley to translate. And so in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40.
Katika kitabu ya Matendo ya Mitume nane mustari wake wa 14.
We read about Philip leading the Ethiopian to Christ.
Anaongea kuhusu Filipo vile alileta watu kwa Yesu Kristo.
And as they finished their discussion,
na ilikuwa mazungumzo,
the Ethiopian asks,
watu Ethiopia wakauliza,
is there anything hindering me from being water baptized now?
Je, kuna kitu kinaweza kunizuiza ili nisibatizwe sasa?
To which the evangelist Philip replied,
ambacho kiko katikati ya ile mwinjilisti Filipo alikuwa akiongea,
if you believe with your heart,
ukiamini katika moyo wako,
you may be baptized right now.
Unaweza kubatizwa hata sasa.
And I feel that this might be a word for someone out there today.
Anasema na hili inaweza kuwa moja uamuzi kwa mtu kwa leo.
Who was not planning on being water baptized today.
Ambaye hakukuwa napanga kubatiziwa hata kwa leo.
The scripture goes on to say,
maandiko yanasema hivi,
that they came to a body of water.
Wakakuja katika mwili wa maji.
And Philip promptly water baptized the Ethiopian.
Na Filipo akawabatiza.
Now I have three towels here.
Anasema iko na vipanguza maji vitatu.
My apologies, there's two towels here.
Ni mbili, sio tatu, ni mbili.
I actually believe,
ninaamini,
that there's someone out there,
mtu hapa,
that was not planning on being water baptized today,
ambaye hakukuwa anapanga kubatiziwa leo,
but I believe that God has spoken to your heart,
na naamini Mungu yuko naongea katika moyo wako,
and I want to invite you,
naweza pia nikakualika pia na wewe,
if that's you, to be water baptized today,
na wewe ukuje ubatiziwe kwa siku ya leo.
Because like Philip said,
kama vile Filipo alisema,
if you have it in your heart,
ukiwa nayo ndani ya moyo,
and you are saved,
na umeokoka,
then you may,
unaweza kuifanya pia.
I also believe,
nimeamini pia,
that everything goes back to Jesus' statement,
kila kitu yote inaenda kupitia uamuzi wa Kimungu.
In John chapter 14 verse 15,
katika kitabu ya Yohana mtakatifu 5:15,
which says, if you love me,
inasema ukinipenda,
you will obey my commandments,
na utatii agizo langu.
And so for a moment, what I would like to do now,
na kwa hii muda sasa kile tunaenda kufanya sasa,
and we're not going to delay this,
hatutapoteza muda tena.
If you would like to be water baptized today,
kama unapenda kubatiziwa,
and you were not planning on being so,
na hukukuwa unaipangilia lakini unahisi,
but it's in your heart to do so,
neko ndani ya moyo wako na unasikia kuifanya,
we now have three towels,
wako sasa na vipanguza maji vitatu, viwili hapa na moja pale.
If you're ready, just put your hand up right now.
Kama uko, inua mkono wako pia ungane pamoja na wao.
Because I actually believe there is someone.
Kama kuna mtu, inua mkono wake.
So if that's you, just put up your hand right now.
Kama uko, inua mkono wako.
Do something crazy.
Inua
do something
wako.
Radical.
Inua kama mkono wako kama uko.
Okay, so yes.
Ndio.
Deal.
Ndio. Yes.
Yes.
Ndio.
Deal.
Yes.
Okay. So, I actually believe that there is someone, but we're not going to delay this.
And naamini kuna mtu lakini hatutaichelewesha hii kitu.
So what I'd like to do right now,
kile ambacho tunaweza kufanya sasa,
is invite those who are being water baptized onto the platform.
Na kuita wale ambao watabatiziwa wakuje sasa madhabahuni.
And we should give them a really big hand.
Na tuwapigie mikono wanapokuja.
Fantastic. How cool is this? So, just come along a bit further. Just come this way so everyone can see how lovely you are. All right, so what we're going to do right now is just ask everyone to respond in about, a minute or less, as to why they're going to be water baptized today. And Pastor Barley, what he will do is interview our African members and also translate. Connor, we're going to start with you, okay? So you take the mic. And so, Connor, why are you being water baptized today?
It's a way you believe and show that you can love him.
That's fantastic. Fantastic, Connor. All right, we'll pass it on to Pete.
Yeah, well, today I just want to... I'm very excited to be baptised. I just want to declare to my friends and family that, I'm going to put God, Jesus first, make him my Lord and Saviour.
Fantastic. Thanks, Pastor Barley. Yeah.
She wants to be baptized to start a new life with Jesus Christ. Because Jesus done it, and me also, I want to do it.
I thought about it and really, really thought about it, and then just decided that if there's an opportunity to be closer to God, well, I want to be involved.
Yeah. So that. Fantastic. That's great, Matt.
I want to be baptized also to give Jesus my full life and to start a new life with Jesus also.
I want to be baptized also to give Jesus my full life.
I want to start a new life with Jesus also.
Nibadilike.
And change. Thank you for that.
I want to give my life to Jesus because this is my second baptism. The first one, I believe I did out of fear of I needed to be saved for myself quite desperately. And for God's approval, I didn't believe that he loved me. I had trust issues. I now know, years later, that he loves me. I know he's for me. And I know that his ways are better than mine. And I want to align my will with his and for his glory. Yeah.
It's great, Liz.
The reason I'm being baptised today actually has more to do with the reason why I didn't want to get baptised today. and that's fear. I want to be baptised. I have given my heart to the Lord and I know that he's my saviour, and this is the third opportunity for baptism since I made that decision, but every single time I haven't been able to. I get so scared, my heart races, I go bright red, but I also just start thinking really awful things. You've got too many body conscious issues to get in that water in front of everyone. You haven't been to church long enough. You don't know the scriptures well enough. People are going to judge you. They're going to think, why are you doing this? and talking to more people about it and doing my own reading, I just know, I sort of had the revelation that there must be something really amazing on the other side of this baptism, because the enemy is trying so hard to get me not to. He's pulling out the big guns, he's using his tanks, everything, because he doesn't want me to. And I'm really sick and tired of listening to the enemy's lies. And I'm actually really excited that my parents are here and my close friends.
Let's give the parents a hand. Yay, the parents. Yay, the parents. Stand up, parents. Stand up for a moment. Give them a big hand, guys. Woo! So good.
Because they have seen, for the better part of 15, 20 years, someone who's hated themselves, someone who has listened to the enemy for far too long, someone who hated themselves to a 35-kilogram skeleton, and I'm not listening to him anymore, and this is all about telling the enemy to go away.
Come on.
And I can't wait to see what comes out after this.
Love it. Love it. Hey, Sam, how you doing? Whereabouts are you from, Sam? Where do you
Jindra.
Live?
Jindra.
Jindra, yeah. How old are you, Sam?
14.
14. Fantastic. I love it.
I'm being water baptized today because quite often I feel away or distant from God. I believe making the decision of being baptized again will strengthen and fortify my relationship with him. By doing this, my goals are to let him take control and guide my life, to trust in him and lift him up in my daily life. It is a true blessing to have been given this chance to be baptized with such amazing people around me and to remember and cherish this day for the rest of my life.
Fantastic. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Je, unaamini katika Yesu Kristo?
That he died for your sins and was resurrected on the third day from the dead.
Ya kwamba alikufa kwa ajili ya dhambi zako na siku ya tatu akafufuka.
And your response is?
Jibu lako ni nini?
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Okay. So, if I could please get you just to exit stage left. Your left.
Tutatoka and, tukifuata mkono wa kushoto.
Mark, if you could begin to help with the water baptizing. And Rick, if you could please come as well. And Paul. Okay, so let's. We're going to begin to worship. Thanks, team. Well, let's give all of those who were water baptized today a great big hand. So good. It's so beautiful. And I don't know if you can feel this. I don't know if perhaps you're used to coming to church or not. Or perhaps it's been a while since you've been in church. And I don't know if you can feel this, but there's a sweet presence of God, a sweet presence of peace and a sense of, I can't explain it, but there's just something good about this moment. Can you feel that? The reason why you can feel that is because God is good. And if you can feel that, it's because God is being good to you. And he's letting you know that he's here. And you might think to yourself, but I don't really know anything about God. I've never really even been to church, but yet I feel good. That's God's love towards you. And God wants you to know that right now. And what I want to do right now is just close this time in prayer. And then we're going to finish with some praise. But I just want to pray for every single person represented. I want to pray for all of the families and the friends who have come to witness people being water baptized today. And so let's do that right now. Let's pray. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your great love and goodness and kindness and peace toward us. And I pray that it would be a sign for every single soul here today that as we all leave, let each one of us know that you really do love us in spite of our brokenness, in spite of our struggles, in spite of our shame and pain and regrets. Lord, you love us in spite of ourselves. And Father, I thank you also for the drawing power of your word and of the Holy Spirit to touch every heart and mind and body right now in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that people would not only never forget this day, but that people would also understand that there is more where this came from. And I just want to say thank you to all the families and to all the friends who have come here today. Perhaps this is your first time here at Gateway. I just would like to extend an invitation for you to feel free to come back. And if you're someone here looking for a new church, I'd like to recommend Gateway Life Church. And so God bless you. We're so thrilled for all of you.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.